Blog Talk Radio.
Just what you just heard, the millions of people join us right now on the blog line as we combine our efforts together. God is so multitudinous. Oh my God. We just praise him and thank him and reverence him. Let's go, God, in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you do hear me and you answer my prayer. Thank you for it. Forgive all sin, anything that we've done wrong, anything that anybody on this line has done wrong. God, sanctify this line and make it a line where you take over and you get all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for all the leaders that are coming together this morning and all the people who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior coming together to give you praise and adoration. Thank you for everlasting that we have through Jesus Christ as he went to Calvary and died for us. Stayed in the grave Friday, Saturday, got Sunday morning. And now we have a right to eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people everywhere. I want to thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for enlarging our territory. And thank you for making us the head and not the tail. You're so awesome. We praise you. Give you glory, adoration, and praise. Yeah, thank you for healing virtue, healing virtue. You've healed so many people on this line. Oh, God, you've healed all kinds of diseases and afflictions. No wonder we pray to you for miracles, because you are the miracle worker. Thank you for a blood bath. We certainly have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for it. Oh, God. God, I just want to thank you for a few more things. Thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, and mouth to talk. Some people don't have those qualities and they don't have the activities of their lives. God, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for clean drinking water. Now people realize what it is for a city. Well, clean drinking water after we've gone through with some things that don't have it. God, you've been so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, for starting us on our way for a brand new day. And thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because the anointing destroys the yoke. We give you glory. We give you adoration. Give you praise. Thank you for the youth fell on the other night. So wonderful. Thank God for Master Pfeiffer. And thank you, Lord, for last night, the bloodline, and how Master Lake Hendricks carried it on and did such a wonderful job. And we're able, Lord, to give you over 1,000 thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful night. And Lord, I want to ask you, would you, I know you're getting the glory, but we want to give you more glory. So would you do more things on this line that will get you more glory? We'll certainly see that you get it. And those persons who need miracles, remember them. God, people who have their backs against the wall, remember them. People who are going through turmoil and going through tests and trials and tribulations who are being wounded and bruised, God help them and let them have victory in Jesus, we pray. Thank you for Jesus. God, thank you for Jesus. Jesus said, if I ask you anything in your name, you would do it. I'm a witness that that's true. The Lord, you've done it so many times. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the line this morning. Bless every participant. Oh, God, give grace and give mercy. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for rebuking sickness, for sending healing virtue. Thank you, thank you. And thank you for letting not all sickness be unto death, but God, that it might be just available that we might be healed. Thank you for it. Thank you for the leaders of our nation. And thank you for America. Bless our country, Lord. And thank you for the thousand praises that are going up every day to you. And with the other countries coming, over 3 or 4 billion praises being turned up to you. No wonder you bless us. No wonder you bless our nation. I want us to be a nation of praise. And thank you, because many millions of people around the country are catching us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to your holy name. God bless us today, Lord. God bless you back. And the Holy Ghost, we offer the line to you. Would you please take over and bind the enemy, Lord, who comes to try to sift through this wheat and bind us up. Give us a victory. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And for the glory of God. Yeah. Thank God. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Amen. And all of you who are awake, come on. Amen. We love you. We'll just Oh my God, that was so good. I mean, so good, so unexpected too. So, thank God for you and me. I was thinking to myself, they're not crawling, they're running. Amen. God is blessing them in a phenomenal way. Thank God for you. Oh my God, who is the first one of this prayer line to want to give a praise report to God? Amen. It's so jumping there that we see who it is. The first one to give a praise report. And can you help us get other praise reports? Anybody?
Good morning.
Who is that?
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas, 913. Good morning.
All right. Sister Sheila, I want you to give that praise report of what God did for me the other night. Oh, my God. You're so glorious. Amen. The line is in your hand.
You want me to tell the one about the dead cancellation or the deliverance of the drugs?
Amen. Why don't you do the dead cancellation this morning?
Okay. Good morning, everybody. First, giving them to God.
Good morning.
Good morning to everyone on the line this morning. I just want to say God has canceled 3 debts for me since I went in agreement with Chief Bernard. He told us to get our bills, and he told us to not to be afraid to add those bills up and not to be afraid to talk to the Lord and not to be afraid to hold those bills up before the Lord. And I trusted the Lord in doing just that. I come off of my deck, and I was coming through the kitchen to get some paper to write the bill down, but the Lord spoke plain to me. The Lord said, I will not accept your bills written or anything except a professional way, a professional piece of paper. And he said, you have to be obedient to what the chief said and do it exactly the way he instructed. Long story short, I ran upstairs. I got my notebook. I ran back downstairs on the deck, and I wrote out the bills still on the phone. Chief said, hold the bills up to the Lord by faith, and just thank the Lord for canceling out the debt. Just thank the Lord, and I joined my faith with his faith, and I did that, and that was about 6:45 that morning. Later on, I was at Walmart. One debt collector called and asked me, can they see me at home? I went around the corner home. They came to my house and said, Mrs. Brown, we understand your hardship situation and you're trying to raise your grandkids. We canceled out that debt. That was on some furniture that me and my husband had leased, and we wasn't able to take care of that furniture. And my husband went away, and that left me with a great big balance. I didn't know what I was going to do or how I was going to pay those people. They canceled that debt completely. Okay, about 9 o'clock that morning, another debt collector called me. Ms. Brown, we need to come by and see you. And I was going to lie and tell those people I wasn't home. But God had me to tell them the truth, that I'm home and they can come and talk to me. And they came here, and they looked me in my face, and they canceled out of debt. Then I have a friend that's on the other side of the world, and I had a great big light bill a week and a half ago that I wasn't able to handle because my husband is not at the home anymore, and they took his income is not here in the house anymore. So I had a friend that God used, found out I had that light bill, and they had shut my lights off, and I'm not afraid to tell the truth. My life got shut off a week and a half ago, and I didn't know where that money was going to come from because I didn't have it. Me and my grandkids were here in the dark. But God used my friend on the other side of the world to call BPU and pay off my payment completely with her debit card. So I just thank God, and I trust him. I know he's a debt cancellator. He's in everything that we need in our lives. So that's my testimony. God has canceled 3 debts for me. Just trusting him, joining faith, and being obedient. May God bless you all.
Beautiful, beautiful. Before you open up the praise line, I just want to follow the Lord. And let me say, today is Thursday. Tomorrow, why don't you bring the debt forgiven to anybody? And if you can get in on that, I want to try to do that tomorrow. You'll remind me. Got a lot going. A whole lot going. But remind me tomorrow. We want to pray that God will cancel debt. I want you to do the opposite of what you've been doing, and that is I want you looking for every debt that you have. I don't care how big it is. Somebody got a problem with your line. Put your phone on *6. And thank you so very much. Amen. Very obedient. Amen. Thank you so much. Now, on Sunday, tomorrow, if the Lord says the same, why don't we ask the Lord to pay for debt again? Bring your debt. Put them down, especially if you talk to your hands. Or if somebody's still having problems, why don't you try your line to see if that noise goes away? Amen.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. If you bring that put it down as professionally as you can. Why? Because you're going before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Yeah. You got to learn to treat people right. Amen. So very, very important. If you want to treat people right, they'll treat you right. You know, it's the same thing with the Lord. You got to treat them right. Amen. Don't honor the banker, and then don't honor God. You want to honor God more than the banker. You got to treat God right. So bring them tomorrow. Look for them. Isn't that a shame? You're looking for your bills. Most of the time you don't want to see them. But now you're looking for them, trying to find them. And watch them run. Seem like they're running from you when you're trying to find them. So you can put them down and make a professional looking report that you're going to present to God. And watch God work. Right now, you know, accounts payable, you got it over there, got it up, you know. You might put down accounts receivable too, because if you know you got $1,000 coming in, amen. Put that against what your accounts payable are and see where you are at the bottom line. Excuse me. And let's see what the Lord does for you. Amen. I believe you will cancel debts for me. You can cancel some for me. Oh my God. He has it. And let me tell you something. It is amazing how God can do something like that. When I was in Texas, I had a lot of debt. I was making a lot of money, though. In the years that I've been here in Kansas, my God canceled so much debt. So he can do it for you. Somebody, you're still moving around and the phone is catching all your noise if you're in the restroom or whatever you are. You might want to press *6. Amen. That would be a blessing if you would. All right. So bring those debts tomorrow if you can. When I tell you to put them on the floor, if the Holy Ghost says it, and tell you to stand on them. Stand on them in the name of Jesus. And let's see what God will do. All right. Give me some praise reports. Are you there, Sister Brown? Amen. Sister Sheila, are you there?
Good morning, Chief. Yes, I am.
All right. Would you just go ahead and ask for some more praise reports? I'm telling you, when to cut off. God bless you. The line's in your hand.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our First Fruits prayer line. We just received a prayer report this morning. Anyone is welcome to tell of the goodness of the good Lord.
He's next. Come on. Come on, thank the God. Don't let the Lord look like he hasn't done anything for you when he's done so much.
Lord, this is truthful. I'm thanking God for watching them on that last night. Did you first get honor to me, Andrew Reverend Johnson? I thank God for watching on me on that last night. I thank for keeping me up there that. Yeah, took me and my family away from it. I mean, because my son was graduating, so Lord took us there and brought me back safely. And I thank God for the good thing I asked him to take me back safely. Because all of them say to bring me back safely, no harm or danger comes up. So God did them and I thank you, because there's nobody like God, because he's a good God. He's a healer, he's a deliverer, anything you want him to be, anything you need him to be. So I thank you, praise him, because he's good. Also, thank you, and your friends are having surgery tomorrow and today. And I thank God that everything's going to be okay. So I just thank God for who he is in my life. Thank you.
May God bless you.
Amen. This is Ambassador Leg Johnson in Texas. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm blessed. I thank God for another day, for my life, health, and strength. I do praise God for the activity of my limbs and being closed in my right mind. Truly, I'm so grateful to be able to give a praise report on what God did for me on yesterday. I believe it was Tuesday when I asked for prayer for my husband and the residents there at the nursing home. I got a phone call yesterday, and one of the ladies that was from the state, the ones that come in and review and recertify and so forth in the nursing home, and she asked if she could meet with me. Well, I had no idea that she had already been talking to my husband and asking him some information, and he was just spilling the beans. I didn't even know, you know, that they had, usually they tell me if they've been talking to him. And sometimes he failed to remember things, but he remembered on yesterday. And she began to ask me all these questions. She said, we have chosen your husband as one of the residents to follow him and see what's going on with him, and see how things are happening with him. And she said, now these are some of the issues that he has given us, and I want to get your take on it. What do you think about it, and are you aware of it? I was just so amazed that God did that. Now, that was just Tuesday. We prayed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That was just Tuesday. But I want you to know God works things that fast.
Oh, God.
I told my daughter, I said, I can't wait to tell them on the prayer line. Oh, I thank God. And they are just following him. They told me, they said, now we're going to sneak back in. We got one of our workers coming in late at night, and we're going to see what's going on. We coming and we walking right in his room to see how it's looking and how things are set up according to what they say. And we just going to write up, and she let me know all the things that they have found wrong. And she said, and we're going to check this out. This is a new company taking over, and it's time to find out. But I want you to know, prayer changes things. I am so grateful, hallelujah, for the prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And he has come to the rescue of so many people there in that nursing home. And I just thank God that God has opened that door and that they're looking into it and seeing what's going on. And I just want you to know I thank you for the prayers and just let you know how fast God turned things around. Continue to pray for me. Thank you.
Praise God. That is such a beautiful, glorious testimony, heartfelt. I thank the Lord for you. May God continue to bless you and your family. Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. Do we have any more praise reports this morning?
You know, I want to say this. Ambassador Elaine Johnson, amen, just kind of reminds me of what the Lord said the other day. From the house to the gate, you can turn it around.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Somebody else. Go ahead. Sister Brown, go ahead.
Yes. Do we have any more prayer requests? I'm sorry, praise report. Forgive me. I done got excited. Well, I have one, if you all don't mind. Since that sister shared on God being fast, he is surely on time in prayer, definitely changes things, because Tuesday, a friend of mine, she called. She said, Sheila, you know you don't have your driver's license. You haven't been up there to get them renewed, and the good Lord wants you to stay out the car. I said, well, I got to drive one more day just to get the kids from school, and school will be out. I need one more day, Lord, one more day praying, asking the Lord, please, Lord, don't let the police get behind me today. You know I haven't taken care of business, Lord. Forgive me your traveling graces and mercy. You know I'm trying to get my grandkids. God bless me, ma'am. On the way there, the police had two cars pulled over. On the way back to Argentina, he had two cars pulled over. And my phone rang again, and that was my friend. She said, you better not get back behind the wheel of that car till you go back to the driver's license plate. And I mean it. I said, girl, God, know I'm hard-headed. Don't you know it's at the end of the school year. I won't have to drive no more. The kids are out of school. But I just say that to say this. God knows us and meets us right where we are. All he wants us to do is have a clean heart and to pray and ask his grace, his love, and his mercy. For even in the midst of disobedience, God, he still is rich in mercy and love, because that was just right on time when you said that. He just started reflecting that we've been up all night long on the phone just crying out, praising the Lord. Me and some friend ladies just praising God and crying to him all night for being on time. And I thank God for your testimony, sister, because he reminded me, do you remember what I did for you on yesterday? Do you remember me being on time and not short of my word? So I just thank you for that testimony that really inspired me.
Amen, sister. Get your life, sister.
Yes, yes, Chief.
Is there anybody else who has a praise report? We can take.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Watson Carbon, Texas, area code 832. And I was on the block line last night, and I just thoroughly enjoyed it. It was such a blessing. And I said this praise report last night, so I say it again this morning because it's still God working in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the doctor on yesterday, and as I had said before, when I first moved, my blood pressure was 220 over 140, and my son was just so concerning. And when I finally got there to the doctor, I went again on yesterday, and my blood pressure yesterday was 122 over 90. So God is a good God.
Thank you.
My son say, Mama, God is just healing you. You're not under a whole lot of stress. You're happy. And he's just so happy. And I just thank the Lord for y'all praying for me. And he being just ultra awesome in my life. God bless all of you, and I love you. And have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you. We love you, too.
We prayed for a regulation of blood pressure the other day.
Amen.
And the Lord did it to you. Is that right, Sister Wileen? Hello, Sister Wileen, Sister Cobb, Ambassador Lett Cobb.
Yes, sir, he sure did. I remember that. I say we just prayed for blood pressure. And like Sister Johnson said, he's an on-time God. It don't take long for God to do what he said he's going to do when you have faith and believe and trust in him. Don't get me started because God is so good. He's so good.
Let me say something to you. Many times when God heals you, when God does something to you, when God makes a way for you, he gives you an anointing to pray for others. And let me tell you, there is a phenomenal blessing that comes from praying for others. Your friend, Job did it, and God gave him twice as much as he had before. I'm going to ask you, well, let's stop and pray for blood pressure. Anybody who's having a problem with high blood pressure, amen. All I think they want you to do, can you lift your hand? So you have to follow direction. Can you lift your right hand and let the Lord take the hand? I'm going to ask you, Sister Wileen, pray for these people. Say, God, bring them high blood pressure down. Would you do that? Pray for them.
Oh, yes, sir. This morning, our Heavenly Father, thank you for this
special day that you have given us. Oh, Lord, just forgive us of all my sins. Lord, you did it for me. You brought my blood pressure down, and I know you can do it for somebody else. Lord, just thank the Lord for Ambassador Chief Johnson and Lady Betty and all the ambassadors and ambassador-elect. Lord, just touch and heal every ailment on this line. Bring the blood pressure down. Because when your blood pressure's up, your head hurts. You can't really think. Sometimes you can't even pray like you want to. But, Lord, you heal my blood pressure. So many times you have healed ailments in my body. And I want everyone on this line to be blessed. Bring the blood pressure down. Because in our race, and they said that blood pressure is a problem. But you are problem solver, and you can bring that blood pressure down. And we're looking for more praise reports that blood pressure has come down. All these blessings in your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus, mighty name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right. I want y'all to come to the convention this year. I really want to see your faces, want to meet you. Amen. I just want God to bless you in an ultra awesome way. My. I wonder if Ambassador Hodges on the line. If she is, I want to hear about the convention. Otherwise, get a pen and a piece of paper. We'll try to give you the information. Are you there, Ambassador Hodges? All right. All right, get a pen and piece of paper. That's going to be June the 9th through the 12th. My God, it's going to be a glorious time in the name of Jesus. And I tell you what, call this number 913-342-7900. That's 913-342-7900. And I tell you what, just say that you're with First Fruits. I'm praying that they'll give you the rate. For $99, and they have doubles and singles, whatever. So come on to the convention. Let God bless you real, real good. Oh, my God. I wonder, is there anybody on here who can testify? You came last year, and you still excited. Anybody? I know I am. The Lord bless us both with the convention last year. My. Is there anybody who can testify? You were there last year, and the Lord bless you. Anybody? All right. Can't wait on you. If you are, I'm just jumping there. All right, God bless you. I was there last year, and the Lord blessed my soul so. I mean, we had people who were healed. Oh, my God, delivered and set free. All we had such a wonderful time. And then this year, we're going to have the host, pastor from last year, will kick us off, Bishop James Soldier, that powerhouse. Amen. He will be here and bless us on that first night, on Thursday night, the 9th. And then the 10th, I will be speaking on the 10th. And then that will be a Jewish night. Now, another thing, somebody's moving in the kitchen, and you're moving in the kitchen, you hear you moving. Then you mute your line, amen. And if you mute your line, you can just take those pots and pans and just make as much noise as you want to make. I want a couple of things, two or three things here. Number one, God gave me something new for y'all. I'm going to do it in just a few minutes. I'm going to add this many times. And don't think I've forgotten about the wisdom seminar. We will have that sometimes. We'll have some more speakers and things like that. And just give it a little bit of variety, not change it too much, because I'm trying to be steadfast in what we do. All right, you're still moving around in the kitchen there. Can you meet your line? Don't be hard in it. So just push star 6, and that will meet your line. You'll hear it say your line is not muted. Okay? Don't forget the youth prayer line is tonight at 7 o'clock. And then we had such a great time on Tuesday night with Dr. Master Eleanor Feinstein. That was great. And tonight we go back again with the youth prayer line. Now, Let me say this to you all. This line here is for it's what we call our mother line, and it's normally for adults. We have a youth prayer line for youth. The Bible says when I was a child, I think as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away a childish thing. And I'm just saying to you all, don't get beside yourself whenever we mention adult topics. Amen. This is not a children's line. You all are supposed to be mature. I preach this message on witchcraft in the church, and some of y'all got bent out of shape. I mean, you're supposed to be mature Christians. And you ought to be able to handle adult topics, amen, and not get scared and let the devil scare you. May have to preach that sermon on there called The Curse Has Been Reversed, and prove it to you in the scripture. But remember that this is the adult prayer line, speaking to mature Christian adults. And if you remember that, maybe it won't bend you in shape to hear any kind of subject on here. We can talk about everything. As mature adults, we can talk about sex. We can talk about witchcraft. All these things should make you jump up and start running. I can't listen to that. My God, grow up. Amen. Be able to not let anything make you fearful. And God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. Mature in Jesus Christ, because there are so many things that can help you. Wisdom, knowledge is power. Amen. Power to the Holy Ghost. Now, the third thing here is on yesterday, the Lord gave me something new for y'all that would be a phenomenal blessing to our seniors. Amen. We got people in here 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. And it's called Holy Ghost Rehab. Amen.
I want to have on the Holy Ghost Rehab.
Yeah. My God. Now, what is that, Dr. Johnson? Holy Ghost Rehab, it came to me that many of you who have gone in the hospital and you've had an operation or you've had a stroke or whatever it may have been, you've had some problems in your body, blood pressure or sugar, diabetes, whatever it may be. And many times when you have come through a procedure or operation, they will, instead of sending you straight home, they will send you to rehab. And that simply means that they want to rehabilitate you. And they have you moving your legs, you know, bend that leg 15 times a day, 5 times, depending on what your shape may be. And they have you bending your arms, you know, maybe with a barbell or whatever. But they got to have you bending that arm. Why? Because they're trying to exercise those legs and get them more, get it so you can move them more. They're trying to exercise those arms to get you to be able to move them more. Amen. And the Lord showed me, he said, why don't you have a Holy Ghost rehab? Some of y'all, you need to move your legs and your arms more. And I got some shout music here we're going to go off with here today in just a little while. And when we go off with that, I'm going to ask you all, it reminded me of my mother. I'm going to ask you all to do like Mother Johnson. She was on a walker. Mother Johnson would stand up on the walker and start shouting right where she was on the walker. And then many times she would just, from the shout music would go, mom would start moving on that walker and walking around in the front of the church right with the music. Yeah, yeah. And then before I knew it, she had about 2 or 3 other folks on walkers out there and walking, Mother Daniels and who was it, Mother Smith. Others out there on walkers walking around with the music. It just says, if you will praise me, I'll have the rock to cry. I'll have folks with no chairs. I'll have folks on walkers praising me. Amen. So On that walker, that was good exercise for those brothers. Amen. We're going to have Holy Ghost Rehab. I've got some shout music I'm going to play here at the end of the program today. And I want y'all who can do the holy dance, get up and then start your day out doing the holy dance. I'm going to be shouting myself. Uh-huh. Because it's been so good to me. I don't have to wait if this happens, that happens. I just get up and start praising God. You ought to be able to get up and start praising God. Those who feel like you can't move, amen, you sit up on the side of the bed and just take your feet and start working your feet up and down, marching with the music. Yeah, just start marching with the music. And exercise those legs. Take your arms and start right with the music, back and forth. Exercise down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. But we're going to have some Holy Ghost rehab here. Before we do it, I want to get a few prayer requests. We're going to pray and then I'll bring you back again on that Holy Ghost rehab. You know what it is now. When I say Holy Ghost rehab, that means get busy, y'all. That means get busy. That means get up and watch. You got a wheelchair, push yourself around with those arms, exercise with the music. And my Aunt Millie used to walk in a wheelchair. She just walked, exercise those legs, she'd be walking. Amen. This is for you all seniors. Amen. We're going to have that. Thank you. Let me get a few prayer requests, then we're going to have our Holy Ghost rehab. All right, y'all know what it is. All right, give me that prayer request, anybody.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord, Mother.
I've been on mute because I wanted to tell you the goodness of the Lord, what happened to me yesterday.
All right,
and
Mother.
I was on mute, and I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thank God that you told me to take my card that this young man had written to me and take it to the
manager.
Yes, and I did, and she read it. So I tell you, I was standing up there on the U-scan yesterday, and I saw this man coming down the hallway, and he was all bent over. I said to myself, I said, that looks like George McGinnis. And I looked. I said, hey, George, is that you? I was in the store. He said, hey, Willie Bear. I tell you, Dr. Johnson, I want you all to pray for George.
Mm-hmm.
He had surgery on his back. And he is like six foot and some inches tall. And he cannot stand up straight.
Mm.
So I went over there to him, and I talked to him. He said, Willie Bear, he said, how you been doing? I said, I've been doing fine. I said, you know, my husband passed. He said, you know, me and my wife was talking about you the other day. We were saying that you was the best house cleaner. I used to work for him. I worked for him for 7 years. He said, you were the best house cleaner that we ever had. I said, well, praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus. He said, Willie Bear, he said, give me a hug. And I did. I put mom across him, and I felt this knot on his back. But, you know, I'm asking the Lord. Now, that Jesus is in me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm asking him to move that knot out of George's back.
Amen.
And I just feel like I know I ain't nobody, but Christ in me is somebody.
Yes, he is.
And I'm asking the Lord to move that knot out of his back and straighten him up.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe with all my heart, George can be straightened up. If I just could get back to him, he told me to come to see him. If I just could get back over there and learn him with all, I believe with all my heart, God will sweeten him up.
Amen. I believe it with you.
And he reached in his pocket. And he pulled out some money. He said, here, Willie Bear. He gave me $80.
Oh, my Lord.